everyone. This is Fights of the Roundtable, the show where five dinguses argue about things that don't matter. I'm your moderator, Matt Siddix, and as always, I'm joined by my alphabetically sorted list of dinguses, John Avery.
What's up?
Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
John Dobson. Josh Hurth.
Hello, hello.
And Matt Swergin.
Hey-o.
Sorry, listeners, we got that. I took a chance, you know? I took a chance last week, and it did not go over well.
Shoot your shot, man.
We're back. We're back.
I'm glad you turned that into an I statement and not a we took a chance, because we did not take a chance.
We had no idea.
Everyone was confused. So we're back.
Fights of the Round Table, the podcast where we throw you under the bus and back it up.
Sounds about right.
And ask you to drive that bus.
Yeah, I'm okay with switching that to our new slogan. All right. So, as you guys know, we are wrapping up the finals of this series here. So, we've had the mascot fight, and we're three gauntlets through. So, once again, we have the Chick-fil-A cows as our previous winner. We also have Tony the Tiger as a previous winner of the cereal bracket, and most recently, Coca-Cola Polar Bear of the grocery foods bracket. And today we're finishing out with our last 16 contestants, and this is the products/services mascots. For listeners, this is, generally speaking, either a service, such as like an insurance company, right, or simply a product like a battery, you know, that you can buy. So strictly speaking, though, not food. We've already done food in all of its forms. These are mascots for not food, but things you can purchase for the most part. You guys cool with that? We good?
Let's do this.
All right. We shall see who our final contestant is going to be for the final four mascots in the mascot fight. Very excited. Eager to see how it turns out. And so we shall go ahead and get things started here with round number one. We have our number one seed, Mayhem, versus number 16 seed, Geico Gecko.
Oh, that's actually, I'm going to vote Mayhem, but I think that the Geico Gecko being a 16 is surprising to me.
I mean, I would agree with everything you just said.
Seating's hard.
That's a first.
I don't know that I am surprised by that. That's a
yeah. Neither am I.
What is he going to do? He's so small.
Going to stick to him.
Weak.
I don't know. You're right.
He'd be higher if this was like a coolest mascot. Or
yeah, that's yes. True. I,
best
you're right.
Liked.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Maybe a future podcast.
But seating's hard.
He's also useless in a fight. So.
That's true. Mayhem would eat him actually. So. I vote Mayhem.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mayhem. Anybody have anything to say for the
Gecko? I think this is a 5-0 Mayhem. I think it's safe to say.
You know, following the pattern of this series, that's probably going to be most of round one, and that's okay. So we're moving right along. Mayhem, like you, is going to take it. Next up, we have number 9 seed, Mickey Mouse, versus number 8 seed, Jeffrey the Giraffe, Toys R Us.
Rip.
Rest in peace. Yep.
I'm going to take Jeffrey in this one. It's just, I mean, you've seen giraffes that like use their necks to fight.
Right. And those knees.
Yeah.
He's got to kick Mickey across the face. And
I don't know, man. Have you ever seen Mickey Mouse is pretty ruthless. He enslaves children to work in It's a Small World. And then a lot makes you sit there for endless hours, do that ride to listen to that song over and over again.
We'll stop you right there.
You need to shut your mouth, Edson. It's the most magical place on earth.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying.
And it is a small world.
He seems pretty ruthless.
I had a giraffe get right in front of me and block my face in a picture on my honeymoon. So they're ruthless and they're jerks and they will beat anyone in their path.
Yeah,
I saw
a video
there.
The other day of a giraffe just like walking through the jungle with like four lions on it trying to take it down, and it was just like, whatever, this is fine.
Yeah,
seriously,
you guys having fun?
Yeah. I will vote for the giraffe then. I vote for the giraffe.
All right,
yeah, I'm
anything else
giraffe.
To say?
No.
Okay.
Plus, I think Jeffrey's got some real anger built up in him since they've been canceled. So,
it's probably true.
We're never gonna get sponsored by Disney now.
Also, is it? Do you guys Tim say Jeff or Jeff? It's the GEO.
I say Jeff.
Okay.
It's Joffrey.
I've heard both. So I don't know what this
Joffrey is from Game of Thrones. And so that just is terrible. So we're going to say Joffrey.
We don't think about that. Yeah. Jeffrey it is. All right. So Jeffrey's moving on. Next up, we have number 5 seed, Mr. Clean, versus number 12 seed, Flo.
In a fight?
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day.
What is wrong with you? Have you not seen the commercials with Flo where she's, like, just, like, smacking things down to protect to protect this house and, like, she, like, tackles somebody? I don't know, man. I think you're just being a bit sexist here and just choosing the guy over Flo.
I'm sorry. Have you seen those biceps? Like,
yeah, that dude clearly lifts, like, regularly. Yes.
He waxes you say he for sure.
Does a clean and jerk.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh yes, man. Start early, as usual.
It's the most powerful cleaner.
And by the way, I'm assuming that he has the magic eraser with him. And that is a magical thing that whoever invented that sold their soul in order to make that work. Because I don't know how it knows what to take off and what not to. But it knows.
But it does.
By Mr. Queen.
It knows.
We're not it's like the magical coffee table, which that's pretty amazing too. So let's go ahead and just say Mr. Queen. I'm with you guys, Mr. Queen.
Yeah.
I just want to give some argument to maybe saying Flo, but
absolutely. We gotta examine all possibilities.
Yes.
Anyone else? Anybody weighing in?
Nope. Nope.
Okay. Nope. No. Mr. Clean.
We are moving on, Mr. Clean.
Very clean, 5-0.
Moving on. Absolutely.
There's a clean sweep.
These guys. Oh gosh. Okay.
Polished off that round.
Oh my goodness.
All right. That's next up, we have number 13 seed, Scrubbing Bubbles, versus number 4 seed, Charmin Bear.
Yeah, Charmin wins.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine how the cleaning bubbles are going to be able to beat anyone. I mean, just easily.
I mean,
popped,
unless we had a mascot made of dirt. We don't. So.
Well, we don't. So, I'm gonna say that the Charmin Bear wins this one. Okay. Normally, I'm not on that side, but I think in this particular case, I think that's it.
I hate the Charmin Bears with every fiber of my being. So I'm 100% voting for the Scrubbing Bubbles. They're soap. They're gonna get
even,
in its eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're gonna get in its eyes.
Win a fight.
And all those stupid bears do is whine all about everything anyway. So, listen, I don't want to hear you making up songs about wiping your butt. Okay? This is ridiculous. Can't stand them. And I want, not only do I think that they're going to win, I want them to win. And I hope those little bears suffer. That's all I'm saying. So, Scrubbing Bubbles it is.
Scrubbing Bubbles it is.
Well, I'm going for the bears.
Wrong.
Okay.
Is it a bear or a team of bears? I need to know.
A bear.
Okay.
Single bear.
Right, I don't think it matters against bubbles.
I just need to know for the long term while it's not
it's a
thing.
Plus, the bubbles were mentioned.
Scrubbing
in
bubbles,
Joe Dirt.
I believe, typically have 3 in the logo, so we'll say 3 scrubbing bubbles.
Still going to take the
bear. We take one bear against an army of bubbles.
They're pretty small. Yeah, they're pretty small. Okay.
But how do you.
One for the bubbles?
One for the bubbles.
4 for the bear.
Bubble.
For tiny bubbles.
Okay. Next up, a bit of a special one, but we have number 3 seed, Smokey Bear, and yes, I can hear you drafting your tweets right now. No, you cannot buy Smokey Bear products necessarily. You kind of can, like you can buy a stuffed animal of Smokey Bear, but you know what I mean. He's a bit special. He's not quite, he's not quite the same as the other services being presented here, but he's in there. Number 3 seed, Smokey Bear, versus number 14 seed, Affleck Duck.
And Smokey wins.
I mean, that duck is just begging to be beaten down and eaten. I'm going to vote for Smokey the Bear on that one. I think Smokey Bear would have a very reasonable campfire that he would, you know, be able to manage, cook the duck, and then douse it appropriately. So,
roast duck is delicious.
He would have it over a very responsible flame.
Correct. Yes. I'm saying. I think it's duck season.
Yeah.
Duck season.
Weather season.
Fire!
All right, we're moving on. Smokey Bear. To no surprise. Okay, next up, we have number 11 seed, Jake from State Farm, versus number 6 seed, Pep Boys.
Wait, what's Jake wearing?
Khakis.
Okay, thank you. Sure, he sounds hideous.
Sounds
by
hideous,
the way.
Yeah.
Well, she's a man, so.
Thank you for that reenactment.
I'm going with numbers, Pep Boys.
I think in this case, plus the Pep Boys have like wrenches and stuff.
Right,
so
just to clear things up. Three Pep
There's
Boys.
There's three of them.
There's three of them.
Correct.
There's so three we're Pep locking Boys. That in. Three.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of them's super nerdy. So.
But they still have wrenches, which you,
there's
I mean,
three of them.
And I think that speaks right there to winning that fight easily.
They're getting the win on Jake.
Anybody else have anything to add?
I want to know.
Do
we ever see? Listen, do we ever see their bodies? Or again, is it just three floating heads?
No. You see their bodies. I've seen pictures of them with their bodies.
And are they full size human beings, or are they little?
They're normal size human beings.
Yeah, I believe they're normal size.
From what I'm seeing,
they boys or men?
They're men.
They're boys to men.
But they're like my boys. My boys. So these are my boys.
It'd just be so hard to say goodbye to them.
It's my boys.
They're Mo, Manny, and Jack.
Yeah, I'm not seeing pictures of their full bodies as actual human beings. I see partial where they have gigantic heads and tiny little bodies.
Yeah, they can still throw a wrench, I think, at your face.
I don't see a wrench in any of their...
They're
mechanics. I don't know that they have wrenches.
I got you.
I don't know that they have wrenches, but we have no reason to believe that they're not normal size. And then there's three of them versus Jake. So, like, it's a win.
I'm voting for Pep Boys, or for Jake over the Pep Boys, because I think those are three little guys, very, very tiny, and they do not have weapons. And
well, last week, there was lots of research going on, so you can't count out the research element.
Well, and I'm looking, and I don't see them ever holding weapons.
No, I see them carrying like batteries. Yeah.
That's a weapon.
And a tire.
You see these Josh Jeter weapons.
You can slide the tire over the guy's arms, over Jake's arms, and then beat him with a battery.
So the car batteries and the tire that they're holding make them like normal-sized guys with substantially larger heads than normal. Their bodies are average.
So I think that in maybe another fight with, say, I don't know, a mascot like Tony the Tiger, like I don't think they would win. But in this particular matchup, I think that the three of them are able to beat one just random office dude who's on the phone.
That's a valid argument.
Yeah, and I think that you can. We're gonna lock in your argument, your choice, because it was wrong. Wow. And I'm going to go ahead and vote Pep Boys.
Sounds like we have three for Pep Boys, but just out of curiosity, Johnny Avery, how would you have voted?
Yeah, Pep Boys.
Okay, I'm gonna do 4-1 then. Sorry, Jake. Next up. We have number 7 seed, the man your man could smell like, versus number 10 seed, Energizer Bunny. As of course, Old Spice for listeners.
Wait, we're talking about.
I'm on a horse.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I'm on a horse. Oh, that dude. Yeah. Oh, he'll destroy the Energizer Bunny.
But he just keeps going, man. It's like Rocky. Yeah.
Like, I guess.
I'm still taking the man your man could smell like.
That guy's beast.
Good. Yeah, he's the winner. I'm agreeing with that.
Unless somebody feels like they have an incredible argument for the Energizer Bunny.
No, the bunny's weighed down by a drum.
He also conducts electricity, so maybe he can like electrocute him. Throwing it out there. I mean, he's got electricity. He's got a battery on his back, so he maybe exposes some wires.
I can hold a battery, and that doesn't mean I conduct electricity.
No, but he's got wires in him, clearly, in order to be able to like be powered by an Energizer battery.
You just have to take the batteries out of him.
Then he's done. That's what I was going to say, Dom.
Yeah, but if you pull out those wires and you shock the dude.
No, you just pull the battery out.
He doesn't get to the battery.
What? How hard is it to get the battery on this
rabbit?
That
rabbit spins. Have you not seen those commercials?
This dude can hold
seen,
battery.
He
and
is
I've
not
seen,
fast moving.
I've seen episodes.
He's
where
not
I've
a big bunny either.
Where that rabbit spins fast.
You don't even believe your argument.
I don't. But I figured out
the man your man could smell like.
Boom, done.
I respect it. That's it. I respect it, man. Don't stop.
Please stop.
Or keep, two, you know.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Keep doing. In the future, you know.
Yeah.
Don't stop arguing for the underdog.
Like okay. After we stop recording, then you can keep
Old arguing. Spice moves on. All right, and finally in round one here, number 15 seed, Mr. Monopoly versus number 2 seed, Michelin Man.
Oh, I want Mr. Monopoly.
Yes.
But I don't think he can beat a dude made out of tires.
Yes, he doesn't absolutely have he can beat a dude made out of tires. The no, man he is doesn't a millionaire. Have the
diabolical factor that Mr. Peanut does.
Yeah, the man is a millionaire, but he's also old.
He got the monocle?
Yeah, he's got a monocle.
He's got a monocle,
right?
Which makes him automatically diabolical.
Automatically.
Diabolical?
That too.
He's got a top hat, a cane, and a monocle. Like all the three things that you said made Mr. Peanut so vicious. Doesn't count for him.
Yeah, but it's such a different feel.
I don't agree. I don't disagree. He's like your grandpa.
Mr. Peanut took down a bull in a matter of 5 seconds.
I'm just saying that Mr. Monopoly, have you ever played Monopoly? It's a ruthless game. That's a game of like cutthroat backstabbing.
17 hours long.
Mr. Like, Monopoly is like
stamina,
tax fraud, and embezzlement. He's not murder.
Like essentially pull him out and you can put in Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Scrooge McDuck is winning this fight.
If you try to take his money, you are. He is.
Plus, Michelin Man can like throw tires onto cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And but it do you seems think like there's an endless supply of tires?
Yes. Yeah. But do you think eventually he'll just get a little
tired?
Flat.
I was hoping you weren't gonna say it.
I know. I know. I think I used that joke before because it was definitely a retread.
And here we go, just round and round.
I'm just balding.
Oh my gosh. I know. This is jokes. Really bad.
Yeah, but it's good all to right. have a good balance just, of jokes and
I've run just out drive of off the road to say. Kill us all, please.
Poor Six.
It's Michelin Man.
So yeah, I'm gonna go Michelin Man.
Michelin Man.
Mr. Monopoly's gonna beat him with a cane and he's just not even gonna care. He's gonna bounce right off.
It's gonna bounce back and hit him in the face and then he took himself out.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Mr. Monopoly. I'll say Mr. Monopoly as the one for
Mr. Monopoly. All right.
Edson really likes being wrong tonight.
Respect it. I still respect it. All right. Michelin Man.
Talk about this is the first time tonight that I've been wrong.
Sure.
That's true. Okay. Moving on to round two here. We have number one seed Mayhem versus number eight seed Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Ooh. Oh, we're in the next round already. All right.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That was fast.
So I feel like Mayhem would, despite this video that I've seen, that blew my mind of like eight lions trying to take down a giraffe. I feel like Mayhem would find a way to take down that giraffe.
Mayhem's like 20 lions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like Mayhem has just the scrappiness to be able to find a way to take down his opponent in this particular case. Whereas a giraffe is not, it really isn't a fighting animal. Like, you know, if I'm thinking of what's a predator animal, I'm not thinking of a giraffe.
So, is this fight to the death?
Yes. Yes,
they all are.
Yes.
Okay. Mayhem can be injured. Like, he gets hurt in the things that happen.
Correct, but he doesn't seem to
every time he's walking away, still, there's, like, initial injuries. And
but
like,
it doesn't
but
seem
he
to
is
stop
walking
him.
Away.
Yeah, he never dies.
Like, I've
be
seen
fair,
stuff blow
not
up.
From the injuries he sustains in those commercials.
Yeah.
But he hasn't gone up against a giraffe in these commercials.
I mean, look, giraffe's nothing to, to scoff
you
at.
You to examine the matchup.
I'm not saying it's an easy win. I'm just saying
full-grown male giraffes are 18 feet tall and 3,000 pounds. And I'm going to say this now because I think this is the last round giraffes are in. They have three hearts.
What?
Yeah.
It's like a Time Lord plus a person.
That's three more than you guys have.
Time Lord it's plus a person.
Two more than
better known as a giraffe.
I don't know how much that counts for, but like, you got to
know why.
Three hearts.
I don't know why, but I'm going Jeffrey. Like, I don't have a good reason.
I don't know. I think seems giraffes fun. Have that long not, neck.
I didn't
and
say
they
it.
Use it as a weapon.
It's
what
it's
can
amazing.
Use a weapon?
Their neck.
The neck yeah, they like yeah. can like
they
swing it around
use
and like,
their neck as a weapon.
It sucks that this is the matchup because I think Mayhem's craziness gives him an edge over a lot of these other competitors.
Yes.
But I just don't know what he can't break the neck. He can't punch the thing in the face. He's not going to be able to kick it in the knee. He can't reach the knee. I just don't think.
Giraffes are tough.
Yeah, they are.
Literally the first thing a giraffe experiences in life is a 6-foot fall.
Yeah.
Think about that.
So like, welcome to Earth.
Like,
thud. Right.
I guess.
I want Mayhem to win. That's what I really want. But I don't think he does this one.
I feel like I'm just I'm fine. I'm going to be wrong again. I feel like I'm going to pick Mayhem just because I right. think that you guys are wrong.
I'm going to go and tally up one then for Mayhem. Let me go ahead and do one as well for Jeffrey. Two for Jeffrey.
Three for Jeffrey. Three
okay, for Jeffrey. There you go.
Nice. Boom. John Avery's meaningless vote.
It is meaningless. I think I was actually starting to lean giraffe. I'm watching a GIF of two giraffes fighting right now.
Boom.
And it is vicious.
So one of those giraffes will win that fight, right?
Well, I assume so. I don't know how right. friendly they are with each other.
So, dude, this thing can beat a giraffe up. So clearly.
Yep. No, that's a very good point.
You infallible can't logic argue right there.
With that logic. This is a solid point.
A giraffe can beat up a giraffe.
All right, we're moving on. Next up, we have Mr. Clean, number 5 seed, versus number 4 seed, Charmin Bear.
Mr. Clean. Sorry, I'm not going to vote for the Charmin Bears at all.
Is Mr. Clean armed? He's not, right?
He's got those guns.
With his arms.
It's maybe a mob.
It's a bear. Like, it's a bear.
But it's not a bear. It's a dopey, lumpy, slow, whiny. It's like Winnie the Pooh is a bear. He's not going to beat it and win a fight. Like, Winnie the Pooh's not going to win a fight against anybody. Neither of these
actually,
guys.
Kind of a good point. Yeah.
Love Winnie the Pooh. Bears, I looked it Love up, are black Pooh. Bears. I did my research.
And are black bears like cuddly blue. Bears or something?
I mean, they are not the best bear.
They're not
grizzlies. They're not polars.
No.
Yeah, but bears beat Battlestar Galactica.
But they are basically 300 pounds and up is what you're looking at.
Which is actually, you know, manageable.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm saying. Mr. Clean isn't just some dude.
But in a fist fight, you're talking about a fist fight versus claws and teeth.
Don't get bit.
I mean, I feel like even though you're right, it's like a fist fight versus claws and teeth but Mr. Clean can probably find his a weapon of some sort. Like he can use, I don't know, his pine saw cleaner and throw it in the bear's eyes and
that's cross-blinding him.
I understand that, but I don't know. Like he can use his Mr. Cleaner stuff and throw it in the bear's eyes.
Mr. Cleaner cleaner.
I think it's just whatever. Paper towels, right?
Mr. Clean is Mr. Clean
a that's like Bounty.
Is a cleaning product.
I don't even know what he has.
Oh, guys. Bounty! Actually, the Bounty guy would have been a good one.
Quicker picker up.
Yeah.
Now it's too late. Stop that.
Oh, I thought about it because, yeah, didn't want too many cleaning products in there. Yeah.
Anyway, but Mr. Clean can throw his cleaning product in Bear's eye, blind him, and then he can do what he wants to the bear. And I feel like that's a win for Mr. Clean. I vote Mr. Clean.
Yeah, he can take the magic eraser and shove it into the polar bear's mouth because I'm pretty sure Charmin Bear
and erase those teeth away.
Right, because I'm pretty sure those things will kill you.
It's magic.
I can't prove it because they are magic, but I feel like we're gonna find out years from now they are highly toxic.
I don't know. Maybe I'm off on this, dude. Because of you guys' people eating the Charmin Bears. I'm just
Tide Pods.
Gonna pick a bear over a random dude. And I know it's Mr. Clean, but like
it's a teddy bear. That's what it is.
It's not a random dude.
Exactly. Mr. Clean. It's not a random dude.
He's not armed.
Mr. Clean.
He's not, I mean, he cleans. Like, he's not, he's got biceps.
Look, we know people that are way more scary unarmed than many other people we know who are armed.
Rich Davis.
I mean, I wasn't going to name names, but we know people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This and is one of those people.
Are cleaning product people. It's got an earring. The bear's going to rip that out. It's going to be painful.
It just hurts, but that's not going to kill him.
Jones, what you
got? If it takes his focus away, I think I'm with Matt. Bear over human.
If it was who I like better, yeah, it's Mr. Clean all day long. But
right.
All right. So, John Dobson, you're not.
I was just really hoping that like I could somehow tie Mr. Clean to Russia.
If you're putting
a Russian up against a bear, I'm going with the Russian.
That's true.
But I couldn't find any ties, so I don't know. I
appreciate you trying to make
because it's a black bear. They're to me like the least terrifying of the bear family.
Facts.
Like we got them on campus at college all the time. So if it were a grizzly bear or another polar bear, I'd be swayed. But I kind of think Mr. Clean might actually be able to take a black bear.
There you have it.
Yes.
Mr. Clean.
All right.
Thank goodness.
3-2.
All right. Gosh, I got one right tonight.
Breathing a sigh of relief.
Stupid bears.
All right. Another bear. Next up, we have number 3, Smokey Bear versus 60 Pep Boys.
All right. So this is 3 adult men
versus a brown bear.
Also a black bear. Look it up.
Really? I thought he was a brown
Look
bear.
Look it up.
Are black bears not actually black?
They're not.
I would assume it varies. Yeah.
They're not. Look it up.
Okay.
I feel like we need to tread lightly on this one.
Guys, I feel like you're being ridiculous. This is a bear against humans. It's ridiculous. Move on.
A bear who could light fires.
This is now 3 men.
This is true. He's humanoid. I'd have to look there's again. Three. I think he might have thumbs.
Do we Never know that smoking thumbs. Bear can light fires?
I know you can
put him out.
He won't. He won't.
I think
light
that
fires.
He can.
Say, does he ever put him out? I don't know that I've ever seen him put one out.
He prevents.
Yeah, no, I just think
he talks about not doing it.
Does it help his case that he is
well,
now voiced by?
Well, if he's just a talker
by,
and not a doer, I'm going for Pep Boys.
But he's voiced by Sam Elliott now. And I'm not gonna mess with Sam Elliott. Like I don't care how old that dude is. He's the man who killed Hitler
saying,
and the Bigfoot.
About, we're
That's
talking about
true.
The same type of bear that just got beat by one human, now fighting 3.
No. They're completely different bears because these
same
ones
type.
Aren't
same type
no,
of bear.
These ones are not pink and purple and fluffy and only concerned about wiping their butt. Like this dude, he's tough. He's a man of the
I
woods.
Think you're confusing the Charmin bears with the Care Bears.
Nope.
I think
nope.
so as well.
What Charmin bear commercials are you guys watching?
Not dude, Care Bears.
The ones
sweet.
Where they're
all
not
these,
pink and purple.
They're very powerful.
What are you talking about? I'm looking at them right now in the pictures.
I'm with Matt on the Care Bears thing.
Dude, Care Bears can shoot stuff out of their chests, man. They destroy everything. You better be glad they're not in this bracket.
I thought these were normal-looking bears. I don't know.
We totally need to have Matt as one of our panelists and one of us.
I'm sending you a picture. One's like lavender.
Not for
and
this
one's
one. Oh, goodness.
Blue of some sort.
All right.
They're
I just
not
say
terrifying whatsoever.
Yes, depending on the type of toilet paper, the bears change color.
So here's the deal. I would actually pick Smokey. In this fight, mm-hmm. okay? But all of you guys who voted for Mr.
Not
Clean,
all.
This is the same matchup with two.
No,
more
no,
teams.
No, it's not. It's not the same matchup, Matt, because in this particular matchup, instead of Mr. Clean, which is a huge muscular guy, you have 3 guys with just giant heads, which make great targets for a bear swiping at something. And they don't have any extra strength in which they could take down the bear.
I mean, they work in a physical.
Yeah, like but these guys, these 3 guys don't look like they're
as
like
mechanics.
Buff
no.
dudes.
No, they're pencil pushers.
Yeah. Right?
They're the guys who tell the mechanics what to do.
And all the pictures of them are with car parts. So it feels like they're doing the mechanicking. Because that's what
the mechanicking.
I don't know. That's
it's proper.
No, that's
guys.
Accurate.
Trust me, I talk for a living.
You talk to students for a living.
Those aren't those people.
What do you think, Jones?
I don't know. I really want to go Smokey Bear because it's Smokey Bear. Matt does make a good point. Although
do it.
I feel like I would pick Mr. Clean over the Pep Boys. I realize numbers aren't with him, but I don't feel like Mr. Clean's just your average dude.
In my mind, he's totally Russian.
it helps.
Comrade Clean.
The alliteration going on, man. Ooh.
In Russia, you don't clean; it cleans you.
You don't clean toilet; toilet cleans you.
Magic.
No, that's France.
It is you.
Ooh, I don't really clean anything.
Nice bidet joke there. It's good.
I believe you mean bidet.
That's right.
I do not.
Come on, you guys. Pronounce it right, please.
All right, so Avera, what's your pick, man?
Logistically, it's Pep Boys, but I'm going for Smokey.
Yes.
Okay, I believe that makes it 3-2.
Even better.
Unless,
yeah, I would have gone with Smokey anyway, because I agree with this. And Matt, like, if you were to say to me Charmin Bear versus Smokey Bear, it's Smokey the Bear. It's going to destroy the Charmin
Bear. Not the bear, just Smokey Bear. Smokey I will correct bear. You every time you do it wrong.
That's fair.
You put some respect on that man's name.
That's fair. I forgot.
That is your job.
But yeah. I would say that
he didn't go to 12 years of bear school to be called Mister.
Clearly. I'm sorry. Dr. Smokey Bear.
Thank you.
He would destroy the Charmin Bear. So it's not the same fight. And I still say the Pep Boys are tiny and Smokey is just going to swipe them away with one paw. So Smokey.
So, yes, I'm sorry. Was that 3-2 or 4-1?
I voted for Smokey.
Dobson vote?
Oh, you voted for Smokey?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going.
If it was a different group of three, but yeah, I don't think the Pep Boys are strong enough to make the numbers work.
Okay.
So I'm going Smokey Bear.
Moving on. Okay. Next up, we have number 7 seed, the man your man could smell like, versus number 2 seed, Michelin Man.
All right. I think this is a tougher matchup than I would have thought. Because as strong as the man your man can smell like is, like, as buff as he looks, like, punching rubber tires is not going to do anything.
Right.
So,
I'll be honest. I don't know how the Michelin Man loses any of these.
All right. So, fun facts about this. All right. In season 7,
fun facts.
6 of Family Guy, the Michelin Man is murdered by Chris Griffin.
Oh, okay. So
what? And I was in season 17, episode 5.
Oh, I know. So dang it.
I know.
Spoiler alert.
So there's that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on the Michelin Man's Wikipedia page.
Oh, interesting.
Definitely 100% accurate all the time.
So I just am saying that we shouldn't assume that he's, you know, indestructible, because Chris Griffin is, you know, not the toughest man that's ever walked.
He's not John Wick.
He's certainly not the man your man could smell like.
He's not even John Lennon.
Bro.
Dang. We almost made it.
Why?
Almost.
We will never make it.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Does that sway anybody? Does anyone need
that
more?
That does. That really does, actually.
I don't think it sways me against the man your man could smell like.
That's right, because it was supposed to sway you towards the man your man could smell like.
No, I don't think it. Yes. I don't think it sways me towards him, because he just kind of stands there or sits there on a horse and says things.
He also pulls things out of nowhere.
It's super magical and muscular.
Yeah, the Michelin Man pulls tires out of nowhere and throws them at things.
With surprising accuracy onto a moving car. That's talent.
Well, just because it's talented doesn't mean that he's going to win in a fight.
But he can just throw tires at you. What are you going to do,
just
run away?
Just because the dude's buff doesn't mean he can fight.
The guy will just pop out of one of the tires. Like, it doesn't matter what you hit him with.
We're assuming that Mr. Clean can beat up a bear because
Mr.
he has biceps.
Mr. Clean doesn't ride around on horses with his shirt off.
Yeah. Because he's like, that's amazing.
That's what I'm saying. I feel more like I'm leaning toward the man your man could smell like in this fight.
How's he gonna beat him? What's he gonna do?
If Chris Griffin could kill him, I think that he can kill him.
How does Chris Griffin kill him?
I'm looking it up right now.
I stopped looking.
Josh wants to see the video. He wants to see the moment happen.
Right, I want to know how Michelin Man dies, because these tires are resilient and they're tough.
I read that he did it on behalf of Mr. Firestone.
Oh, yeah, but tires also have a shelf life. You have to replace your tires every so often.
He just pulls them out of nowhere and they're brand new tires. He just replaces himself. He's Deadpool.
Speed skimming that Wikipedia page just out of curiosity. So.
15-second ultimatum.
I feel like it's the man your man can smell like. That's my vote.
I'm voting for the Michelin Man.
I legitimately have no idea how this is going to shake out.
Well, it's 1-1.
I don't even know who I'm voting for, so.
Yeah. Well, I think I have two for each, though, if I'm wrong. I think Josh and Dobson are for
We're both Michelin.
So yeah. Edson and John are for
Ultimate. Man, your man can smell Mac. Yeah. All right. You so then correct. It is. It's Matt. It's you. You get to break the tie. That's a great sound.
Did it for the recording.
Look at your phone. Now look at me. Now back at your phone. Now back at me.
I will tell you that in the clips that are on YouTube of the video of Chris, quote unquote, killing the Michelin man, he stabs him with a knife a bunch of times. But later in the episode, he comes back to point him out to the cops. So he's not dead. I haven't seen the full episode, but he does stab him a lot. And then later on,
all right.
Michelin so man.
A murder attempt.
It's a murder attempt.
Right.
It just said murdered.
Yes, but his murder attempt fell flat.
Oh. And can you please mute him? Right there, please mute him. For that right there, I'm going to vote for the man you're making smell like.
Way to go, Josh. Yes. Way to ruin it.
He had fully convinced me I was going to vote Michelin Man.
Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's a Michelin Man.
And I'm changing just for that.
Matt's got more spite changing. Votes.
Cynics, stop listening. He's not even listening to us anymore. He's like, I'm done listening to you.
He made the right choice. He took off his headphones. To be clear.
Nope.
I just want you to know, Josh, that Matt changed because of your flat joke.
I don't care. I stand by it.
Or you roll with it.
I do roll.
Oh.
It's even better. Yeah, I don't know. I just think... I disagree. I disagree. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have any weapons. What's he gonna do? Punch a tire, like you said before.
He's magic, dude. He pulls things out of nowhere.
I've never once seen him. Well, he's did very he pull an axe out one time? I'm trying to remember if he pulled an axe out.
Don't know specifically.
Yeah, he did. That'd be different.
No references.
All right. Well, I lost anyway.
All right. Next, we picked the man that your man can smell like, Cynics. I know you stopped listening to us.
Yep, sorry. Thank you.
Are you?
You didn't.
I think that's a, I think that's a few seconds of your life that you don't have to worry about getting back.
Could smell like. Okay, moving on to the semifinals. We have number 8 seed, Jeffrey the Giraffe, versus number 5 seed, Mr. Clean.
I'm still going Jeffrey.
Yep. He can run 35 miles an hour.
Ooh.
You guys bring up the fact, like, being the fastest is going to win you every fight.
It matters.
But not the one-on-one fight. What are you going to do, run away?
Giraffes have also been known to kill lions with their kicks.
That's a different point. I'm just saying on the speed factor, I don't think it matters as much in a one-on-one fight.
But if he matters for agility purposes. I get what you're saying. I know. I wouldn't say that right now.
Again, they got that long neck, so they don't actually have to get close.
That's true.
To their opponent.
It's all about reach.
Yeah, I'm taking Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm taking
Aren't
Jeffrey.
Aren't their heads really hard, too, or am I confusing that?
Yeah, and they got little horns.
Yep.
Well, they use them to fight, so I assume they're really hard.
Yeah, so, yeah, you just swing that thing around, and, yeah, Jeffrey for me.
And, like, Jeffrey their Bomber. Neck, Mr. Clean? Wow. Their neck is legitimately like a tree trunk. Like, that's how thick it is.
I've learned so much about giraffes.
No choking, no choking on the giraffe, huh?
No, unless no choking out giraffe. The giraffe.
Yeah.
All right, unless you're another giraffe. All right, I go. I'm going to go with Jeffrey.
Giraffes kill giraffes, so
prove it true. It's
giraffe on giraffe crime. Sad.
Yeah,
it happens.
Anybody for Mr. Clean? Okay, Jeffrey, moving
Surprisingly,
on.
Surprisingly, no.
I know.
Next, we have number 3 seed Smokey Bear versus number 7 seed the man your man could smell like.
Guys.
It's a black bear, which we established is the wistiest of all the bears.
Right. It's the basically
the wistiest of all the bears.
End my suffering, please.
Yeah, it's essentially the cocker spaniel of bears, is what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying initially I believe that.
Smokey.
Yeah, I'm going Smokey.
Same, Smokey.
So wait a second. And the very last freaking argument with this same dude, we said he could pull whatever he wants out of wherever he wants to kill.
I never said that.
I said I was basing it off of nothing.
I mean, you can base it off of, you can base it off the commercials.
Whether you were swayed by that is your own problem.
Yeah, you should have fact checked it, Edson.
I'm gonna fact check it. I'm gonna go with the bear. Smokey the bear.
Smokey bear. There's no the.
Thank you.
Maybe all his right, middle name is the. You don't know. What's his birth
Smokey
certificate
T say? Bear.
Smokey T. Smokey.
Anybody
T-A
for bear. Anybody for Old Spice?
Nope.
All right, that leaves the finals.
That was a grisly match.
No, it wasn't.
Dude, that was unbearable.
It was polarizing at the very least.
No, that was last week. Okay, finals here. We have number 8 seed, Jeffrey the Giraffe versus number 3 seed, Smokey Bear.
Hey, if a giraffe can take on 8 lions,
yeah,
take on a bear.
No.
You just said it's the wussiest of all bears.
No, I've just decided to kill a lion.
You guys are so close to being self-aware. So close.
Why start now?
Get there, please.
Why? I cannot believe that we're going to choose a freaking giraffe.
It's
over a bear.
It's
Jeffrey the giraffe.
It's 10 times the size of the bear.
Okay, would you take a bear or a lion?
Depends on the bear.
Well, I would take, is the bear a black bear? I'm taking a lion.
Bear or a polar bear?
It's a black bear.
The fact that Smokey's a black bear is significant in this conversation. All right? He's not a grizzly bear that grows to be 2,000 pounds. All right?
My head hurts.
So.
No. This should be the Michelin man in this argument anyway. So it doesn't matter. It makes me angry.
It's Jeffrey.
It is Jeffrey. Yeah. I agree.
This is dumb. Jeffrey's going to be the, like, we're saying that no mascot in all of products can beat out Jeffrey.
And that's not true.
Cartoon
we
giraffe.
Are saying, we we'll are find saying out soon. That Jeffrey can beat Smokey the bear.
Bear.
John, thank
Smokey
you.
Bear.
Smokey T-Bear.
I'm ready to vote whenever, obviously.
Yeah. I'm just curious to know who, if anyone, is voting for the bear.
I am. I'm voting for Smokey Bear.
Yeah, I am too. I think if he's got claws, then he can do some damage to the.
So
because he's
do
smarter.
Lions.
I know, but he's smarter than a lion. He speaks English, so clearly he's more intelligent than a lion. So he's going to go for more susceptible areas. He can just stay underneath him and start clawing at the underside of his belly. That's what I would do.
Can you
if
reach?
I were a bear. Yeah,
their legs aren't like 15 feet tall. It's their necks that are really long. So
no, I know that.
They're 6 feet tall.
I'm saying like
the legs
I'm
are 6 feet
like,
tall.
There he can reach out. He can reach at least the giraffe's legs and like hamstring them or something.
Right.
He's so,
gonna go for tendons.
The lions didn't. I'm gonna go back to this argument.
No, but
the lions in that video were just clinging to his legs to like
yes.
slow him down.
We need to be clear that just because one time a giraffe fought off like 8 lions doesn't mean that giraffes are 8 times.
Yeah, we don't know if like that giraffe was on steroids
of a lion.
Or something.
Right.
It happened one time.
But I'm saying they're durable.
According to the internet, violent encounters with black bears rarely lead to serious injury or death.
To the bear.
To the bear.
No.
Because.
It's Jeffrey.
How is it a violent encounter if it doesn't lead to injury or death?
That's maybe
the problem.
Maybe it's an uncomfortable encounter then. Not violent. I'm not injured.
Yeah, awkward. Awkward encounter.
Point is, it's 3-2, but I'm not entirely sure in favor of whom.
It's 3-2 for the bear.
Let's make it official. Matt?
Avery, shake your head yes.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. John Avery.
Jeffrey.
Josh Hurth.
Bear.
Edson.
Smokey.
John Dobson.
Jeffrey.
Okay.
Dang it.
There you go. All right. That's a lot of mascots. That's 64 mascots. There are not as many recognizable iconic mascots as I thought there were when we were going into the series.
Would you say that seeding was hard then?
Absolutely, I would. I'll say that anytime. Okay, so quick recap, as everyone is expecting. So round one winners, Mayhem, Jeffrey the Giraffe, Mr. Clean, Charmin Bear, Smokey Bear, Pep Boys, The Man Your Man Could Smell Like, and Michelin Man. Next round, we have Jeffrey the Giraffe, Mr. Clean, Smokey Bear, The Man Your Man Could Smell Like. Semifinals, Jeffrey the Giraffe, Smokey Bear, and Jeffrey the Giraffe takes in the end. Now, that leads us to the culmination of this mascot fight, which we will get to very soon. So, for listeners who've been keeping up, our previous winners, we have the Chick-fil-A Cows, Tony the Tiger, Coca-Cola Polar Bear, and Jeffrey the Giraffe. So, we hope you guys will tune in for the very special mascot fight final. And we will see you next time.
Fight to the Round Table, the podcast where we throw you under the bus and back it up.
End my suffering, please.